I'm Roberta Baskin, Director of Media Communications, speaking with Anne Maxwell, Regional Inspector General in Chicago for our Office of Evaluation and Inspections. And let's talk about your recently released evaluation that found gaps in the oversight of conflicts of interest in Medicare's prescription drug program. It's a huge program. What kinds of conflicts did you focus on?
We looked at how insurance companies that offer prescription drug coverage to Medicare beneficiaries make sure that pharmacy and therapeutics committees are not making drug decisions based on committee members' personal financial interests. We also looked at the oversight of insurance companies' efforts to prevent conflicts provided by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, known as CMS.
Tell us more about these committees and the decisions they make.
Sure. The committees are commonly referred to as P&T committees. Each Medicare prescription drug plan offered by insurance companies is required to have a P&T committee. The committees make decisions about which drugs will be covered by the insurance. These coverage decisions can affect both the beneficiary's access to specific drugs and the cost of drugs to the beneficiaries and the federal government.
I assume there are rules about how these committees should decide which drugs the insurance plans will cover.
Absolutely. Federal law requires these committees to make drug coverage decisions based on scientific evidence and standards of practice. Therefore, insurance companies must prevent committee members from giving preference to certain drugs based on their personal financial interests. Also, insurance companies must comply with the federal requirement that at least one physician and one pharmacist on each committee be independent and free of conflict with the insurance company and the pharmaceutical manufacturers.
And what did you find? Are these committees following those rules?
We couldn't tell. The data collected to monitor compliance are so full of discrepancies that we couldn't clearly identify the current members of the P&T committees. Without identifying the members in each committee, we couldn't tell whether the committees met federal requirements.
So what kind of oversight is there?
We found very limited oversight by the insurance companies and CMS. In particular, the majority of committees have narrow definitions of conflict, which reduces the number of situations actually defined as a conflict. Also, many insurance companies allow the committee members to self-determine whether they have conflicts and what to do about it. Finally, we found that CMS does not directly oversee an insurance company's compliance with federal conflict of interest requirements. One of the reasons the compliance data is so bad is that CMS told us they don't even review it.
But did you find any evidence of conflicts among committee members?
In this evaluation, we were focused on the oversight mechanisms being used to protect the program. We didn't attempt to uncover actual conflicts of interest. In fact, it would be pretty difficult to detect actual conflicts without some insider information. You know, while it's true that limited oversight does not necessarily indicate that financial interests are influencing coverage decisions, it sure does expose the program to that possibility. And as we know from other research in healthcare, financial interests in the pharmaceutical industry are common. In fact, there was widespread evidence that financial interests exist between pharmaceutical manufacturers and healthcare providers, and that these relationships influence behavior.
So you think there is reason to be concerned?
I do. If conflicts of interest within the Medicare prescription drug program go undetected or are not well managed, beneficiaries may not get the best treatment available, Medicare dollars may be wasted on inappropriate treatment, and public confidence in the federal government is undermined.
Well, you've laid out a serious problem. What should be done about it?
The OIG calls for more effective oversight. We recommend that CMS establish minimum expectations for insurance companies to make sure they have basic processes in place to detect and manage conflicts of interest. We also recommend that CMS do more directly to ensure that committees are complying with federal conflict of interest requirements.
Thank you, Anne Maxwell, Regional Inspector General for the Office of Evaluation and Inspections, for sharing this important work on conflicts of interest in Medicare's prescription drug program.
Thank you, Roberta.